Who is Christ? We use the word Christ an awful lot when reading Scripture and in our sermons, our prayers. What does the word Christ mean? Recently, I've been in discussion with a friend of mine from high school who is a modern-day Jew. I had some questions about Judaism and the perspectives from modern Judaism about some of the things that I was studying. So I contacted her, reached out to her, and it ended up, I asked one question, she asked about a billion, which was great. It was it's been a fantastic discord. It's really made me look at the Old Testament a lot deeper. And trying to describe to her the triune God and some of the terms that I use and take for granted in some sort of Christian shorthand, I understand what it means. At least I thought I understood what it means. You know, Jesus Christ. Well, he's the Christ. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means he's the Messiah. Okay, what does that mean? Well, in further study, so the word Christ in Greek is Christos. And later on in Roman, Latin, it became Christus, which means Messiah. But then you go back and see what Messiah means. It's a Hebrew word called Mashiach. And that means anointed one. So when we use the word Christ and Messiah, we're talking about the same thing. But whenever it's in relation to Jesus, the Christ, it is the anointed one. The superior anointing. There is no other higher anointing than that which was given to Jesus, the Christ, the anointed one. And when we talk about what Jesus has done and who he is, we take a look at the Gospel of John. We clearly understand John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then down in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And trying to describe that to somebody that has only studied the Old Testament and anything related to the Old Testament became difficult because there was a lot of things that I took for granted. Some of her comments were, so you're saying that Jesus is separate from God? Well, yes and no at the same time. See, the triune God is something that is very difficult to understand because we have nothing in nature that is like our God. Nothing. Our God is outside of nature. Our God created all nature. All things were created by him, including, that is, Jesus Christ created all things. Without Jesus, nothing was created. See, Jesus was not just man here on this earth. He was God. He was God in flesh, God incarnate. He became something lesser for us. And if we take a look at Hebrews 9, verse 11, it talks about how that blood is necessary for atonement. So sin had to be taken away by blood. We start off there in Hebrews 9, the verse 11. It says, but Christ becoming high priest of good things to come by a great and more perfect tabernacle, not made by with hands, that is to say, not of this building. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but of his own blood he entered into once the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and ashes of heifers sprinkled the unclean sanctifieth the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge our consciences from dead works to serve the living God? Under the old law, it identified what sin was, the price of sin, and how ugly sin is. The high priest had to spray blood all over everything. There was blood everywhere, and it showed the ugliness of sin. But these sacrifices had to continue year upon year upon year until the Mashiach had come, the Messiah, the Christ, the supremely anointed one, who made one sacrifice for all. You see, it couldn't be just a human, because as Tim eloquently pointed out, we are all flawed. We are all sinful. We have all fallen short of God's expectations. So God had to come to make that sacrifice for us. Because we couldn't make it, he had to make it for us. Now, what he has done is for all time. And we remember that until he comes again. How great a gift has been given to us, to all mankind, that our sins be remembered no more. That one sacrifice is what we remember today. That it is something that is wiped. We have wiped our slates clean. Christ has wiped our slates clean. That is an amazing thing. And we should be joyful and thankful. And that is why we do these things here this morning. We partake of the bread, which represents Christ's body that hung upon the cross, that died for us, that suffered the sins that he did not commit. The Mashiach. And then the cup, which represents the blood that poured out of him, that he willingly let go. He willingly had all these things, these horrible things that we talk about, done to him. He was God. He is God. Think upon these things as you partake of the Lord's Supper. Next.